Did you ever watch Match Game 74? Or any match game with Gene Rayburn? I started watching that show when I was in Tiny House, and it was on Buzzer Network. I loved the dynamic relationship between Gene, Dickie Dawson, Betty White, Brett Summers, or any of the other stars that they had on the show. They were unfiltered, yet really conservative about certain topics because it was the 70s, and you could only say certain things on air. I know that that show got rebooted, but there's still nothing like classic 70s TV. There's something really innocent, but vulgar and truthful, but incredibly scripted about the whole thing. Some things I can watch religiously, while others I just cringe at. Can you imagine what people 100 years from now would think of our X Factor, Price is Right, or American Idol? I don't want to know. It's weird looking back that short of time to the 70s and realizing how different life was. The burnt orange stage settings with the suede suits and feathered hair, men perfectly groomed, and women who generally gave an answer to, "What do you do?" with the words, "I am a housewife." I think that that is one of the reasons that I'm attracted to the show. There was a time when people seemed happier and content with doing one thing. Being a housewife, being a student, being a vagabond. Now success is measured by how much you can and are doing. Imagine you're on the stage with Gene Rayburn. He asks your name. You say, Ralph. He says, "Welcome to the show, Ralph. What do you do?" You give a 2021 response. "I work at a technology company for 40 hours a week plus 10 hours or so mandatory overtime. My wife works the opposite shift than me, so one of us is always there to watch the kids. We hope to one day cut down on our bills and downsize like those minimalists that we see on YouTube. But we have a third kid on the way, a mortgage, and some student loans. Unfortunately, I never finished my degree, but who works in the field that they went to school for anyway? In my free time, I take the kids to social distancing soccer practice or Uber at night for some extra funds. And my wife sometimes Ubers when she doesn't have the kids so I can get about 5 hours of sleep." I would imagine at this point, Gene's mouth would probably be on the floor and no one would be praising the heroic stance of the do-it-all dad. There would probably be reactions of horror, disgust, whimpering, and shock as people tried to figure out how you had a life at all. I'm thinking, how can anyone follow up with a question after that? What would you ask them? So here's the devil's advocate. We all run a schedule like this. Not so much with the wife and kids, but with the burdens, the responsibilities, the tasks, the obligations, and the things that we volunteered for. But ultimately, we realize that we're doing these things out of obligation. Is it necessary to be like this in a post-Match Game 74 world? Maybe. But here is something both eras have in common. When asked what people do, they answer with their primary responsibilities. This makes sense, because the question, "What do you do?" implies that you will give a response with what you work for or with. Here is where I think the change in response becomes value added. Your response provides you with a sense of meaning and purpose. I am not an advocate for chasing happiness, because happiness is fleeting, just like anger. So I think a better approach is to pursue something meaningful. I have spoken about this before, but let's try something and see how it works for the both of us. Instead of a normal message that I have for the show, let's try something out together and see what changes it brings about in our lives. Let's pretend that we are asked, "What do you do?" Let's formulate responses that convey meaning, purpose, loving action, and giving instead of obligation. Let's convey our words to someone who doesn't know us, as words that describe our journey to be mindful of our pursuit in creating something better. Let's pretend that we are being asked this over and over, and we have to keep rewriting our draft as we find the bits that sound like obligation and meaningless actions. We are not striving for perfection, far from it. We are just trying to have a different dialogue. I would love to know what you came up with. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please follow me on Twitter, at MindChicken, or leave a review on iTunes. Listen to anywhere you listen to podcasts, or visit chickenmindnuggets.com.